Let us pray. Lord, we open our hearts to you. We ask that you would speak to us, challenge us, and empower us to do your will. And this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Are you a missionary? Are you a missionary? Some of you might answer very quickly, yes, I am. Some of you might say, no, I'm not. And others might be thinking, well, maybe it depends on what exactly you mean by this term, missionary. Many of us would think of a missionary as someone whose primary vocation is to do medium to long-term mission work overseas, with an emphasis on evangelizing non-believers. Let me say that this understanding is valid and correct. This is a very important work, but we recognize also that not all of us are called to do missions in this way. So let's pause and ask, is that the only way for us to understand the term missionary? If a missionary is essentially someone who is sent by God to proclaim the good news and to evangelize non-believers, then all of us as Christians are, in a broader sense, we are all missionaries. We are called to be on mission for God. We might not be doing long-term mission work overseas. We might not want to formally call ourselves missionaries, but this mustn't diminish our commitment to fulfill our God-given mission. Proclaiming the good news, evangelizing non-believers, these are things that God expects every one of us to do. Acts 1:8 applies to the whole church, not only to a chosen few, not only to those who are called to do missions in a particular way. As believers in Christ, we have all received the power of the Holy Spirit so that we may be witnesses, so that we may tell others what we have seen and heard, so that we may proclaim the good news, to allow people to experience the love of God through us. This, my friends, is our God-given mission. And we must be doing this wherever we go. We must be doing this wherever we go. What does Acts 1:8 say? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Jerusalem was located in Judea. Samaria was a bit further out. And then, of course, the end of the earth is as far as one can go. So Jesus was describing regions from the nearest to the furthest, from the nearest to the furthest. And his disciples were to go on mission in all of these areas. Now take note that they were already in Jerusalem when Jesus spoke to them. Verse 4 says, while staying with them, Jesus ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. And so the disciples were in Jerusalem waiting for the coming of the Spirit. And Jesus declared that they would be empowered for witness starting in Jerusalem, right where they already were. Now, of course, they were not only to witness in Jerusalem, they were to go beyond to other parts of Judea, to Samaria, to the end of the earth. But they were to be witnesses, missionaries, starting where they were. Friends, we are to be Christ's witnesses in regions both near and far. Some of us are specifically called to be missionaries at the far ends of the earth. Some of us perhaps in Judea and Samaria. But all of us are called to be missionaries, if you like, in our Jerusalem, right where we are. And for us, well, that means here in Singapore. God expects every believer to be, in this broad sense, a missionary. We've all been sent on mission by God to share His love and to proclaim the gospel. First and foremost, this gospel proclamation should be part of our way of life, our daily living. Sharing the good news with family and friends, with schoolmates and colleagues, even with strangers when there is an opportunity. We are to let our good works shine so brightly that they would glorify our Father in heaven. But it's not just about allowing them to see our good works. Beyond that, there are times when we have to be bold and speak. We have to proclaim the good news of how God sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross in our place, so that our sins may be forgiven and we may be reconciled to our Father in heaven. We have been rescued from sin and death, and we have been given a glorious future. And we are to call others to experience the wonderful blessing of new life in Christ. This is such an amazing gift that we can't keep it to ourselves. We mustn't keep silent. We each have a responsibility to share this good news with those who do not believe. So let us be bold to witness to others and share the gospel. Let us be bold to invite people to come to church services with us, praying that while they are here, they will have a life-changing experience of the presence of God. Let us be bold to invite people to attend the Alpha Course, to explore the Christian faith. And friends, I ask, have we been actively reaching out? And when was the last time that we did that? When was the last time we did that? Have we made the most of every opportunity to proclaim Christ? If not, then I pray that God will convict us and enable us to do so. Apart from personal evangelism, which is so critical, as a church, we have also been very active in local mission and outreach. And each one of us can and ought to play a part in this. Not being able to go far must not mean that we don't go at all. Not being able to go far must not mean that we don't go at all. There are opportunities for mission at our doorstep. And today I want to highlight three of them. Now, with these opportunities, we may not be able to go straight into sharing the gospel explicitly. But through them, we can share the love of Christ with many who do not know Him. And we believe that this will open doors for us to tell them about Jesus at the right time. Sometimes we hear church members lamenting that we don't get enough opportunities to interact with non-Christians. Perhaps in our circle of friends, well, everyone is a Christian and we don't really encounter that many non-believers on a daily basis. And so we find that we don't have all that many opportunities, avenues to share the gospel. Well, here are some great opportunities. May God stir our hearts to get involved. Some of us would be familiar with this classic movie called The Sound of Music, and all these wonderful songs there. One of them goes like this. Let's start at a very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with A, B, C. And we will do just that. We will begin with A, B, C. And ABC is our community outreach initiative at Bukit Merah View. I hope that we're all familiar with this. This has become a core program of the cathedral. And in just a few weeks' time, on 2nd December, we'll be going and distributing goodie bags door-to-door to the residents there. And I'm pleased to report that we have enough volunteers for this program. A week after that, on the 9th of December, we'll be hosting a Christmas is Love lunch here in the cathedral pavilion. Many of the residents came for this lunch last year and they had a wonderful time. And you know, for some of them, that was the first time they have ever stepped into a church. And many of them were so blessed to be here. We're going to host this lunch again. As of now, we still need help, people to be befrienders, to speak and engage the residents. We need people to provide logistic support. Now, many of us think that ABC is this thing that we do during Christmas. But we need to understand that it's much, much more than that. Of course, Christmas is a peak period where we have all these special programs. But ABC is a work that continues throughout the year. It continues throughout the year. ABC stands for not just adopt a block this Christmas, but adopt a block in the community in Bukit Merah. Because it is a continuing work. We cannot expect to make much of a difference if we only appear at the end of the year. No, we have to regularly spend time with the residents, build relationship, build trust through sustained interactions. And many of the residents will take some time to open up to us, to warm up to us. And that's why we need to strengthen our monthly outreach. We have a small team that goes there every first Saturday of the month from 9:30 to 12. And we need more people so that this team can be strengthened. Some months ago, I joined the team for this, and I was moving around with a smaller group, and we went door to door. And it was very interesting because there was a young man there who was very much active in this ministry, and he would be there almost every month, and his wife would be there with him. But on that day, his wife couldn't make it because she had something on. And as we went door to door, I can't remember how many households opened the door, greeted him, recognized him, and they would say, "Where's your wife?" And the thing is this, they knew him. There was already a relationship with him and his wife, so much so that they would miss her presence. And that doesn't come if you only appear once a year during Christmas time. That comes from regular interactions. And we need more of these connections with the residents there if we really want to make a difference. We need more of us to be on the ground every month, first Saturday, just for less than 3 hours. When we're there, we'll visit the residents. From time to time, we'll conduct certain activities for them. We'll distribute food rations and cleaning items to specific households. But the whole point of it is to build connections and to build trust. We also have some special programs lined up next year. In March, we plan to bring the residents here for a heritage tour in the cathedral. By then, thanks be to God, the nave will be ready and open and we can bring them around our church premises. In June, there are plans for a healthy lifestyle event at Bukit Merah. And when the time comes and we call for help, please step forward to serve as chaperones to provide support in different ways. Our impact at Bukit Merah is limited by the regularity of our visits and the number of volunteers that we have on the ground. And with more people committing, that impact will surely increase. Currently, with that small team anchoring the monthly visits, there's only this much. That's as much as we can do. And so I want to say, please consider committing to serve together with them. It will make a difference. After the letter A comes the letter B. And next we talk about our Befriending Migrant Workers Ministry, BMW. And this is a ministry that takes place quite literally at our doorstep. Because every Sunday, we know there's so many migrant workers gathering here in City Hall, around the cathedral. And this is a great avenue to connect our Burmese workers with our Myanmar worship service, led, of course, by our Reverend Moses Israeli. How do we do that? How can we connect them with the church? Many of them are not ready to come to a worship service, understandably. So what we've been doing is we've been engaging them on the ground. We've been conducting English classes and ukulele lessons, and we want to appeal for more teachers to come and help in these endeavors. It's an excellent opportunity for engagement and relationship building. We also have a ministry that I have personally nicknamed KLKK. It's the Kia Lai Kia Ke ministry, because the official name is the Walkabout Ministry. That's really what they do. And our team goes and walks around and just approaches these workers and initiates conversations with those who are willing to do that. Very often, it's just about listening to these workers, giving them a listening ear, someone that's paying attention to them. And for some of them, that's something that's really precious. Sometimes there'll be opportunities to pray with them if they're willing to share some of their personal needs and receive that kind of ministry. There'll be more serving opportunities in 2024 as we'll be starting art classes and medical outreaches. We're also exploring cooking classes, Mandarin classes, flower arrangement lessons, life skills talks. The thing is, there are so many possibilities if we want to connect with this community that gathers around the cathedral every week. I want to encourage you to come, join in, and play a part. You know, as we look around the cathedral on Sunday, Jesus' words ring so true. The harvest is plentiful. The harvest is plentiful. But it's also true that the laborers are few. So would you commit to be a laborer in this mission field right at our doorstep? From A and then B, we now move to C. I'm going to talk about City Community Services, our school-based community outreach program. Ask us now to watch a short video that will help us to better appreciate the value of this ministry.
I never had an easy time making friends in school. I always felt like an outsider while everybody else had someone. At home, it wasn't easy too. I fought and argued with my brother a lot. As a result, I often loitered by myself after school. Soon after, my teacher began to notice something amiss and introduced me to Befriender's Club. Befriender's Club is a program in primary school where they teach character value and relationship building through sports and other activities. Everyone at the club was very friendly, helpful and welcoming. It provided me with a safe and supportive environment to play and learn from the mentors there. At Befriender's Club, there were many different games and activities planned. They also have short teaching lessons on good values too. I really enjoyed the activities they planned for us. From them, I learned many life lessons and social skills. After weeks of interacting with mentors and friends at Befriender's Club, I slowly learned to open up and share more about my life with them. They helped me overcome my challenges on making friends, and now I have gained many new friends. Befriender's Club also taught me how I could manage my emotions better. I am now more mindful of how I feel in certain situations and not get annoyed so easily. I am grateful for my time at Befriender's Club. I finally found mentors who can be by my side and listen to me. My mentors have helped shape my identity, rebuild my relationship with friends, and restore my confidence in life. My name is Rachel and I'm a beneficiary of Befriender's Club.
CITY stands for Character in the Young, and CITY aims to build good character in vulnerable school children. We show Christian love by giving practical assistance to students in a safe and supportive learning environment. We seek to build strong relationships and guide them in their formative years to help them to overcome educational challenges, for some of them, family challenges. We're so aware now that the younger generation face all kinds of struggles, and we want to be there, coming alongside them, supporting them, and helping them to realize their potential. CITY currently serves about 160 children in 8 primary schools via the Befriender's Club. And so you might be thinking, well, how can you help? How can you help? We need volunteers. We need volunteers who can commit 2 to 3 hours a week for at least a year. 2 to 3 hours a week for at least a year. And as you look at that photo up there, if you look carefully, you'll see a few familiar faces. I'm not going to name anyone, but you see a certain younger and fresher looking version of someone that might be familiar to us. Not going to name names. We are calling upon volunteers to come and join the team, support them during lessons and activities. That the opportunity is to be a role model for students, to help them to grow and to flourish. Rachel in the video is just one of many students who have been blessed by CITY's work. And with additional manpower, the team will be able to work with more schools and reach more students. Now, apart from volunteering your time, you can also contribute financially to CITY. Over the years, CITY has relied on donations to keep the work going. So would you please consider giving to this work? More information on how to do this will be shared during the announcements later in the service. This morning, I've just highlighted 3 of our local mission opportunities. ABC, BMW, and CITY. And there's so much potential for these ministries to grow. God has opened doors for us that many churches wish they had. And I wonder, will we be good stewards of what has been entrusted to us? I'd like to share something that has weighed heavily on me for some time. And as I look around at the wonderful congregation that we have in the cathedral every week, unfortunately, for many cathedral members or those who come regularly to worship here, the idea of being a part of this church is simply to come for a worship service, to be in attendance here. That's it. And I want to say that, well, God has called us to so much more than that. God has called us to so much more than that. If this is our church, then the mission that God has given to the cathedral must also be our mission. It must be our mission. Let's not leave the work to a few staff and volunteers. Let's all get involved and do our part. Friends, this is our work. We are all called to be missionaries, to be on mission for God. So may we each echo the words of the prophet Isaiah and say to the Lord, "Here I am. Send me." Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would challenge and convict us, that you would enable and empower us to do our part to fulfill the mission that you have given to our church. And we pray that through as many will come to know you and glorify your name. And this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.